Hello, we're having a lesson about the building the future society. We'll read excerpts by Bala Sulam. You can find this study materials in our website, and you can ask questions there.
So let's keep going from the selection of these excerpts, even though they seem kind of scattered around and not so focused on one topic, but they do give us a big observation ahead, and we'll see how we can try and implement them during our times.
We'll continue in excerpt number 47 by Bala Sulam, The Peace in the World. The collective and the individual are one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same, too. And as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role toward the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take more than their friends share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all. And the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction. Namely, that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same. And by this, the world will come to its full correction.
We see from here as much as this thought is opposite of the will to receive. How could it be that I'll give myself for the service of the whole world and see the whole world as if it belongs to me, that it's me? There's no more than one desire, one thought, one intention, one system. And all, there aren't any others, and it's on me. As much as I need to organize my observation and my perception, that it's divided or scattered, that it seems to me that there are billions of people, thousands of causes, and it's all because of my lack of correct perception of reality. And if this perception will be corrected, then I will be able to see one reality. So in order to come closer to that one reality where everything is one, I already have to start organizing my attitude, the systems, the group, the environment, everything I can in order to correct my observation, my perception. It's not simple. That's why we need to determine these action in our efforts in the ten. In the ten, somehow it's possible in a minimum way to determine that the individual and the collective are one and the same. We can do it in the ten. Kabbalists, right? We have no choice to get into spirituality. To become one spiritual unit, we have to do it, have to organize us in the ten as one. And and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement. What? How's it written? By his enslavement to the collective. Since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same. How can I reach such a state? It's a matter of a feeling that I don't feel any difference between me and the public. And the opposite too, that the public, the collective, becomes broader, more important, bigger, more precious in my eyes than myself. That can only happen in a 10 with the help of the light that reforms. And as the parts that share the good, they also share the freedom. Read it again.
Again. The collective and the individual are one and the same. And the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective. Since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same, too. And as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public.
Meaning not towards man himself, that he won't think that there's any good or trouble or anything towards him. It's always relating to the whole collective, and he is in that collective. And if he wants to see the true picture, he has no choice but to integrate with the collective, and then he can see what good is, what bad is, from where it came from, why and how and where. But on his own, he won't attain anything. Clear? Keep going.
Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role toward the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve.
In order to perform towards the collective.
Nor take more than their friends share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all. And the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction. Namely, that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same. And by this, the world will come to its full correction.
Questions? None. Okay, nice. Everything's clear.
Ken, David.
Yes, David.
What's not so clear is how this concept of freedom relates to this. It's clear the good of the individual and the many, but the freedom.
How by we starting to connect with the whole world, with the whole Kli, reach freedom? And if we exist in a personal, individual way, we don't belong to the freedom, but to some kind of state of slavery. A state of belonging to some prison. Meaning, how can there be freedom if we belong to everybody and we are concerned about everybody? How can that be a state that we are completely in prison, under imprisonment and slavery, by us feeling ourselves free and not dependent on anybody? On the it's opposite of our mind and feeling. How can it be? A person in our world, let's say, if he doesn't depend on anyone, he has all the means he needs to be free, to go, to fly, to do whatever he wants, not limited in anything. He feels himself free. In the spiritual world, such a person feels that he is completely in prison. Why? Because he doesn't belong to anyone. He's not dependent on anyone. Nobody's dependent on him. He is alone. He's alone. He has no connection to the upper one because he is disconnected from the system, which is entirely called the Creator. He doesn't belong to that. He exists as a single cell that was sliced off the body, and he has no chance to survive. It's completely opposite of what we feel here in this world. I don't know, try and depict such a state, such a story, but that's what happens.
Ken?
Yeah?
Meaning this is about freedom from the ego? Freedom from the enslavement to self-love?
You're asking correct. You're saying, I don't understand. What am I supposed to get a release from? Where is that evil angel that is constantly in control of me, that shuts me off, that doesn't let me be free? Free, I understand. Give me health. Give me money. Give me the ability to do whatever I want. That's called freedom. And in spirituality, no. In spirituality, give me an ability to feel everyone, that I'm dependent on all of them and they're all depending on me. To feel that I'm in a system of billions of parts and that we're all interconnected with one another. And that connection between us, tight, close, that constantly keeps renewing and closes me off, and them with me, that connection is felt in me as freedom from the angel of death, which death is being alone. Death is that I'm in control, and freedom is that I am as the tiniest last unit, and the Creator's in control.
Leibich, what?
Leibich, what do you want?
In the conventions, and when you have lessons about it, you remind us the importance that our role is towards the humanity and the Creator. You always emphasize the fact that we have to, meaning the humanity cannot be disconnected from our intention. I'm not talking about dissemination. Talk about
first of all, Bala Sulam writes, it's one system. We are called Israel, the Rosh, the head. We owe humanity with a change, a correction.
The question is, how much must it be that the 10 feels it in the internal work? How much this has to be inside, that it's both with humanity and the Creator? Because we're talking about humanity we're not talking a lot about humanity in the 10.
There has to be such an intention, because we're preparing ourselves in the 10 to be in work towards all of humanity. Yes? It has to be like that. It must be, otherwise you won't have a reason even to demand a correction from the Creator. What for? The Creator that's revealed in our 10, let's say a 10 will come, it'll let the Creator be revealed, we expect him to get contentment by it. He won't get contentment from it. contentment that you discover in him is called the light of Chokhmah. You won't discover the light of Chokhmah in him. No. Because the light of Chokhmah is revealed in the Achap that joins into Galgalta and Naim. So as much as you draw humanity with you, as Bala Sulam writes in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, then to that extent the Creator will truly have happiness, because the nation of Israel was created in order to reach, not in order to reach some spiritual business, but only to serve the others. Read the article, The Giving of the Torah, and you see how you have to pass everything through that pipeline. Yes?
So how can we not forget it? Because on the one hand, it's very easy and natural when you see all the suffering in the world. Sometimes it's easier than thinking about the ten, thinking about the humanity and all these torments. But on the other hand, it's always when you have the lessons about it, it comes back. When you don't have a lesson, it's not the topic, so it's somewhere humanity, this thing fades away.
I see suffering in the world. It's an image that the Creator is putting before me, creating for me, in order for me to know that I did not finish correcting my vessel. There is no world, there is no humanity, there is not what you're talking about, all this population. It's all what the Creator is depicting in me so I can understand that this whole vessel is something I have to correct. And as much as I understand that I'm still disconnected from them and have no connection to that vessel, I don't care about this vessel, I'm still in the lack of feeling to understand this, the mind to digest this, and there's no world. I see my vessel. If I didn't need to correct it, the Creator wouldn't show it to me. In the correct perception of reality, it's different. It's not the way we have to be speaking towards the public in our dissemination, but for ourselves, that's how we have to see it. Is that clear? Yes, David. Dudi.
In the convention, you talked about, you said something, that there is Rosh, there is Guf, and he said there is Garon, the throat between the two. I didn't understand what this this thing called Garon, does it belong to Israel or the nations? Or
the connection between us and the nations of the world is called Garon, a throat.
Which is?
It's a pipeline, as we learn, a line. And we need to be connected, meaning that the Rosh, the head, restricts itself in bestowing to the lower ones in such a way called a pipeline. And then they can pass from the Rosh to the Toch, to the Guf, to the body, bestow and receive reaction from the body to the head. So that's the passage, that's what connects, that's a conductor. Yeah.
When the ten is connected and it reveals the Creator, etc., does that become a Garon? The Rosh becomes a Garon? Or there's another system called Garon you have to generate?
The Rosh has to establish the Garon. You have to be a pipeline for the general public.
So the Rosh becomes the Garon?
No, the Rosh remains a Rosh and also creates a Garon, an attitude towards the lower one. How do you speak to your child? How do you explain everything to him? You restrict yourself according to certain values and degrees. You take deficiencies from the Guf, the body, and by that you build the passage. But you build it only in such a way, like we do to children, games, special food, so on. You do it, the Rosh, to the smaller ones. They don't understand anything on their own. And their suffering is upon you. You need, as quick as you can, to reach a state that you receive their suffering correctly and correct it. Yeah.
And that starts from their suffering, or should I, even before the suffering came, I have to locate the desire?
You don't feel their suffering if you're not ready for it. When you grow, you want to be Arosh by you starting to feel the goof of the Patsuf. Without feeling the goof of the Patsuf, you remain Arosh only. That's why our importance as the last generation is that we can feel them, that we can attain them, we can bring them closer, bestow to them. We, by this, are not only the Rosh, but a Rosh that builds the Guf and takes care of the Toch of the Potsuf. That is our role, that especially without it, we have no chance to advance to anything like the final generation has to be like. Specifically in our generation, where the world is being revealed and demands a correction. It becomes round, correct, connected in a corporeal way, in the general communication and everything, and we just have to take care of him. And we're getting closer to states where this connection will really be revealed. We'll hope in a positive way. Okay? Yeah, mister.
Rav, there's a feeling, I may be wrong, that things are happening in a very intensive way in the world. But in Israel, it's as if nothing happens.
Of course.
Is there some explanation? Can you please?
The process that's happening in Israel has nothing to do with what's happening in the world. It's completely different. The world is advancing as the will to receive that doesn't know where and how, just cooking on the flame. And what's happening, it doesn't know. We, the nation of Israel, have to see ourselves that we're advancing in a criticized way, in feeling and understanding towards the correction of the world. The world doesn't know where it's going. You see what's going on everywhere. Nobody knows. I'm not speaking Israel, the land of Israel. I'm speaking about us. What's happening in Israel? It's one big market. But we need to keep and to understand what's going on, to be united, meaning us with all the groups around the world, how we are united and advancing towards correction. I think that it's being realized even quicker than what we believe. Yeah.
Rav, this means practically the implications
towards us?
Yeah, no, it's as if we have to give more weight to the world, or
we have to be more sensitive to what's happening in the world, but in understanding, not just to get confused and philosophize with them about everything that's happening, to see the big processes in the United States, in Europe, China, Russia, it's general big things. That's what we need to see. It shows us, it gives us a tendency. And the main thing is our work. And our work is, in the end, where are the tens? Tens that are standing correctly towards the correction. And I think that we are advancing in it. I think that in this Congress, you succeeded to formulate, to come closer more than usual.
Rav, here in Israel, do you have some advice in such a state, in such a time? What should we disseminate?
No.
Usual.
We'll talk about it. I think today have a meeting about it. We'll decide. We'll talk about it together. We mainly have to disseminate what we're always disseminating. The necessity of the unity of the nation of Israel, especially in our times. You see what's happening in politics. Exactly the opposite. So we can scrutinize our direction.
Rav, with your permission and the friend's permission, the newspaper that Dudi and the friends have edited is published, and I just want to talk about two brilliant ideas that we have there. One is the Israeli story. It's in the middle of the newspaper. The Israeli story starting from Babylon, it's real intense, it's real good. And Amit told the story of his tent, and he talked about me and my gang and everything. But now I live in a tent, and he gave you a point of view, the way you can tell people about your tent.
Great. The paper is printed?
Yes.
So give me a few copies.
Of course.
Thank you.
So, about that, we're all going down in the end of the lesson. Chaim and Yair and Shimon are downstairs waiting for you and Ran. Each one is requested to take 100 newspapers or 200 newspapers, and you can hand them out during your free time. And of course, all tens are invited to do it in an organized way.
Where are you giving them out? Is there like areas? What? Or you just, like, how's it going from one end to the other, from north to south? What?
First of all, a lot of the newspapers were handing them out to all the groups. So we're starting all the way in the north until Eilat in the south. Every group has the number of newspapers they can hand out, so they get them. In addition, in Petah Tikva, we hand out many newspapers. There, we have addresses of tall buildings where we can go, and every friend can go, and it takes 15 minutes to go through the whole building. In addition, some friends that study here work in other cities, so they hand them out wherever they work.
So it's kind of controlled that it scatters all over the place.
That's right, exactly. So it works, and I really hope that the next step, I think this is the fifth new newspaper, and we're handing out 100,000 newspapers. I think it's about time, and we're trying, instead of printing 100,000, to print 150,000, because I think we're able, and we can even do more than that.
Well, way to go. So, do we have something to announce? First of all, thank you all the groups that sat with us together. The lesson was, we have to decide what we're doing, right? Already for tomorrow, what exactly is happening? Are we continuing the preface from where we stopped? What do you think? Yes or no? Is there anything else, something different, or should we end the preface? Let's finish the preface. Gershon, you agree? Yes, good. Thank you for agreeing. And this evening, as usual, we're studying half an hour Zal, 1 hour test part one. Yes.
Announcements. You're all invited to watch us tonight at 5:30, a live lesson with Dr. Rav Lightman in Sviva Tova. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Fundamentals of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Alam Campus is happy to invite you to intro lectures before we start a course about the fundamentals of Kabbalah tomorrow, May 29th, in the city Ashdod. Admission is 30 shekels. please register on the phone 1-700-509-209 or in our website kab.co.il. Song. This is the night. When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever.
Always around, just hold on to my hand.